Matt Vandekolk is joining us here in the studio this morning. He is the chief deputy sheriff for Green Lake County. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to spring, huh?
You want to bring
a little closer?
Just a little bit. There we go.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to spring.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it out there, does it?
That was a heck of a storm we had this week, huh?
Oh, my. Yeah. I was going to ask you how your department handled it. Did you?
Yeah. You know, we did some pre-planning as the forecast neared. We thought about, you know, the resources that we were going to need and tried to make sure that we had enough staff in play in order to handle all the calls that we expected. So we had a meeting with Emergency Management Director Dave Cornelius and Sheriff Padole, Highway Commissioner, County Board Supervisor, our Chairman, and County Manager got together, kind of public health even was there, and we discussed some of the things that we thought we might need in light of this upcoming storm and how we might respond. So we had a pre-plan in place, and we worked on getting appropriate resources in play for the sheriff's office, of course, on our end. And then the highway department had a plan as far as how they were going to handle that long duration event and how we were going to work together. We knew that in the overnight there would likely be some time where many of the roads were impassable and that we would need assistance from the highway department to get emergency first responders to any calls that came in. So we paired up, our staff paired up with some of the plow truck drivers, and we stayed close by them and helped them, honestly, in performing their duties a little bit by providing some lights and buffer for the traffic behind them. And then we also used them as necessary to get to calls, you know, whether it be a vehicle stuck or, you know, medical call or what have you. So we prepared ahead of time, and then we executed that plan to the best of our ability, and things went pretty well. For the amount of snow that we got, you know, depending on who you talk to, it was somewhere between 12 and 18 inches probably in this area. But a lot of blowing and drifting, and obviously good portions of our county are wide open, and that blowing, drifting snow can really be very treacherous for us to handle, not only as first responders, but also, you know, the highway department. And of course, the public. And I can't say enough about how the public handled the storm. You know, we definitely did not have the number of people out on the roads that we sometimes do during these weather events. So they heeded all warnings, you know, that were received across the board from the various media outlets and emergency management folks that put out those messages, and they stayed home. And that was great. And the other thing is the driving. We didn't have much for vehicle issues. And that also was fantastic. The entire day on Monday, we went through and we did not have a single injury crash reported in Green Lake County. And that includes all the municipalities. So that was fantastic. And we had only one property damage crash during that time. All the other incidents, vehicle incidents we had were just vehicles stuck and needing assistance to get out and things like that. And we did our best to get to them as we could and get them to a safe location if necessary, assist them with getting a plow or getting a tow truck. Also, a big thank you to all the tow truck operators out there. You know, in social media and elsewhere, the highway departments get recognition, and appropriately they get their recognition. But another group of service providers that we often forget about are those tow truck drivers and the conditions that they go out in and help the community. Several companies or communities had tow truck bans or towing bans during the storm. We didn't do that. We knew that we were going to have to get some of these vehicles out of the way to help with snow removal because so many of those vehicles are stuck literally in the roadway. So we worked again with them, and it's just great to see those community partners jump in and do the work that they do so well, and everybody come together and get through an event like this. It was really, really good to see, and very thankful that the community, you know, heeded the warnings, and we had minimal traffic incidents that, again, no injuries. What a great thing to say after an incident like that. You know, that's something that we're always striving for.
Well, we had Emmett Durchie in yesterday, the superintendent of the Berlin Area School District, and he actually goes out on the roads and checks them out when, you know, they're making a decision about canceling school. And so he went out really early Tuesday morning. He saw that the rural roads were still, you know, fairly impassable.
Yeah.
And so they called school again, you know.
Yep.
So
I can't speak for all the highway departments and townships and such, but definitely they worked on getting the main roads open first, and then they started working down the township roads and the less heavily traveled roads and getting those arteries opened up. So it did take some time, but again, it was a long duration event. You know, we several hours that those plow truck operators were out working in that storm, trying to keep things clear. So again, couldn't say more about how everybody handled that. Thanks to everyone involved, really.
I don't know how they do it, especially when you have all that white coming at you. You know, it's like staring down a hole waiting for a sturgeon to swim by, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's a profession that very unique, I think, and there's a certain level of stress and, you know, tension, I think, that mm-hmm. occurs, especially probably for the first few times that they do that. Some of those folks that do that, they've just almost developed, I'm going to say it, ice in their veins, and they the steady Eddie, you know, they just keep on going and getting it done. But yeah, it was great. And again, couldn't say more about the folks that right. participated and did what they needed to do to get us through that storm. Looking forward to spring, though. I am.
Well, let's see. When did we say it was, like 9:45 or 9:46?
Yeah, I thought you said 9:46. Like yeah. So we should have a countdown going perhaps this year. You know, count it down to spring and then.
And maybe, it was like the millennium, the year 2000. What was it?
Y2K. Yeah, right.
And then nothing happened.
Well, hopefully something happens. Hopefully it's spring.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because when you're talking about emergency preparedness, they'll tell you you should have a kit and everything should last you at least 3 days. So my brother John in the UP, they kind of live out in the country, and they actually got homebound for like 4 or 5 days because the plows weren't able to get out to them.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, and obviously depending on where you live, that may become more realistic or less realistic, mm-hmm. right? And so thankfully we haven't had that circumstance. I don't know. I'm not sure I could handle being locked in my house for 5 days, but be prepared. You know, that's the key. And honestly, that's part of what we applied in this circumstance as a county. We got together and we planned out what we were going to do ahead of time. And we executed that plan to the best of our ability and things went well. So we did what we could on our end. And again, the community did a great job. You know, the public just heeding those warnings and, you know, being responsible drivers and not pushing it to the limit or anything like that, mm-hmm. you know, so you got to be prepared, you know, and when you plan and prepare ahead of time as much as possible, those unknowns that come up in between time, they're easier to handle when you've prepared for the knowns.
Yeah, no doubt. So
we know there's a storm coming. Prepare.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because you just had a feeling the way people were talking about it that this is actually going to be a serious one, you know. This isn't one of those that we're going to have 48 inches of snow and then you get nothing, you know.
Yeah. You know, the weather forecasters, they don't always get it 100% right, but, you know, you and I are old enough to remember days when you'd have a 6-inch surprise snowstorm that nobody knew was coming. Sure. They're pretty darn good at their job these days. And those models the ability to forecast weather far in advance is improved substantially. And I think that benefits all of us, right? And our ability to prepare for some of these events. So when you see it coming, be prepared.
Well, being from the UP, I keep a shovel in my car 365 days a year. So
that's good. That's good.
You never know when it's going to come in handy. But
yeah.
So anything else you wanted to chat about?
Yeah, today? Real quick, I just wanted to, you know, let the public know a couple things. The next week is the beginning of First Responders Wellness Week. And so there's a lot of different things you'll probably see online and social media supporting that. And it's very important, obviously, to our agency. We've always been about wellness for our staff and other first responders. We're actually kicking off our wellness sessions for our staff. And all of our staff have the opportunity to meet with a counselor for about 45, 50 minutes, and they can go through whatever they want. And they can talk with that counselor once a year. And we call it, we kind of treat mental health like dental health, right? Mm-hmm. So go in, get your teeth cleaned, get your x-rays done, check for cavities, you know, and if there's any problems that are there, maybe you need to set some more appointments and get some more things looked at. But we're excited again to do this. I think this is the third or fourth year now that we've had these wellness sessions at our sheriff's office. And we've partnered with Ascent Consulting and Nacho. And he goes by that name. He uses it. It's odd for me to call somebody that. But he's been with us for that entire time, and he does a fantastic job. Really supports our staff, and our staff have engaged with it. And we feel like it's creating a better workplace and people that are more resilient and able to handle the stressors of being a first responder. So corrections, communications, all of our staff go to this, and it's just a great way to kick off Wellness Week for first responders coming next week.
So is it a mental health type of thing? Or
correct. Yep. Yep. Okay. Mental health. And, you know, our management team is not engaged in any of the output or interaction that happens in that counseling session. That's between the employee and the counselor. And they, you know, they can talk about whatever issues they need to talk about, whatever's important to them at that time. And it's just, again, a good way to get that checkup and see if there's any cavities that need to be addressed. And I just like that analogy. You know, yeah. It's always been, you know, in order for us to understand and appreciate the importance of mental health, we need to continue to make it easy to talk about, right, and reduce that stigma. So putting it in that context gives people the idea that this is just like anything else we deal with, and we got to take care of ourselves and make sure we're good to go. And for us, you know, having these sessions is a great thing, but also paying attention to your daily living habits and making sure that you're good to go in other ways. And whether that means, you know, appropriate time spent alone or appropriate time focusing on things that you need for yourself or family or friends, whatever that may be, spend some energy making sure that you're good to go between the years.
Good stuff. Thank you very much for joining us today, Matt.
Appreciate you bet. Thanks, Bob.
That is Matt Van Nicolk, who is the Chief Deputy for the Greenlake County Sheriff's Office. We appreciate him joining us this morning.